Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo, senior pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than you.
Amen.
This is our month of missions. And I remember last week our daddy started sharing with us. And he shared about missions 101. How many of us were here? I can see some were not here. Go to Facebook.
And listen Facebook to the message. Amen.
But one of the things our daddy was saying was that there's a lot of selfishness in this world. People think about themselves and forget about every other person. And I remember he shared a particular story with us about a photographer who took a picture of a child who was hungry and ready to die.
Even
later, I saw the picture on Facebook. The child was just, couldn't move. You could see all the bones. And a vulture just waiting by the child. Waiting for the child to die. So that the vulture would eat the child. And yet, this photographer was heartless enough to take a picture of such a scene, post it in the news or social media, and then walked away. It's not like it was a lion that would chew you up also. And so daddy was telling us that somebody later told the man, even after he was being celebrated for posting such a unique picture and all
that,
and told him that there was not only one vulture on that land that day. There were two vultures, and you, the photographer, were the other vulture. Because with compassion, you cannot just live like that. And so you are sharing with us that when we don't think of only ourselves, we will go out and share the gospel. We will leave our comfort zones. We will not think just of ourselves, we will think of somebody else. And in the coming week, we'll be going on missions. I want you to tell yourself, I am not selfish. Unless something keeps you, something that, even God will understand that it has kept you. We are all going on missions. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So we are still talking about missions this morning. But there are many people who do things without the requisite power or strength to do the thing. And sometimes we try to share the gospel without the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we look at ourselves and we say that, ask for the gospel. I have gone some. I have shared with people. I have gone on evangelism. And sometimes we look at our expertise in sharing the gospel. As for me, I know the scriptures I know exactly what to say. And I even know how to say it. I know the places where I have to stress. I know even the way I will make my face for the guy to listen to me. And And then we find ourselves depending on what we know already. And on our own strength and wisdom. But God wants us to depend on Him. Can somebody say amen? When you look in Acts chapter 19, from verse 14 onwards, the Bible tells us about seven young men who decided to cast out a demon without the power of the Holy Spirit. These young men, the sons of
Sceva,
they looked at Paul the Apostle. They had heard about Jesus. And so they said that if Paul is casting out demons, we can cast out demons. So they caught one man who had demons. Put him in the house.
Put him in a room. And the Bible says,
they were speaking to the demon. And they said, come out. In the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. But they were trying to cast out the demon without the requisite power, without the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible tells us that the man with the demon
caught
them and beat them. Seven men against one man. That should have been very easy. But the man was filled with demons. So he beat them very well. You see, if they had done that somewhere outside, or maybe on the
veranda,
come out. In the name of Jesus, the man pounces on one, the rest of them would have run away. But they believed themselves. They entered the house. I'm sure they even locked the door. Because if they start beating one person, why don't the rest of you run away? They said, today we too we are mentioning the name of Jesus. Come out, and the guy pounced on them.
And I
started beating them. And I'm sure they were looking for the door. They were so confused.
But
the man managed to beat every one of them. If you are just beating them and let them go,
so
that one would be enough. But he tore their clothes. A grown-up man. The Bible said they ran away naked. They came in fully clothed. But they ran away naked. And somewhere in verse 16, or verse 17, the Bible says everybody heard about it. And this was not to the Jews and the... Can you imagine the issue? Even those who didn't see it, later they heard of it. Have you heard of the sons of Sceva? They ran away naked. You should have seen this one's battle. People heard of it all over. But that was because they decided to do something without the requisite power. They decided to cast out demons without the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Unbelievers have many demons at work in their lives. Demons have formed all kinds of philosophies and all kinds of prejudices and all kinds of thoughts. And put it in their minds. Many of them have been influenced by all kinds of spirits. They do things and they don't understand why they do them. So you and I cannot go and share the gospel without the power of the Holy Spirit. Can somebody shout a big amen?
Amen.
For us to have maximum effect, We need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit for us to be able to really share the gospel and have the effect God wants us to have. There is one thing that we need. There is one person that we need. His name is the Holy Spirit. We need the power of the Holy Spirit. And this morning I'm sharing with us the one companion whom we cannot do without. The one companion we cannot do without. Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. Luke 24 49. Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said, behold,
was it here?
I sent the promise of my father
upon you,
but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem
until
you be endued with power from on high. Jesus was talking about the Holy Spirit baptism. He called it the promise of my father. In Acts chapter 1 verse 4, he calls it the promise of the father. In Acts chapter 2 verse 39, Peter calls it the promise.
Petro friend said, "Boshenu."
So Jesus was talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit baptism. He was telling his disciples that this thing is so important that you need to wait for it. No matter how impatient you are feeling, no matter how much you think that I can do it on my own,
he says,
wait in Jerusalem. Wait in Jerusalem until you receive this power. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In other words, Jesus was saying, the work that I've given you to do, you cannot do it without the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot do it without the Holy Spirit being with you. Because he told them that he will be with you and he will be in you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There are some people who carry their talismans to various places. Those things that people hang somewhere and carry because they believe there's power in it. They carry it everywhere. Because they believe it to protect them. They believe the thing has power. When we were in Laura, there was something we observed. Especially those who came from, you know, other villages. When they come, you see that there will be something around their ankle.
Something.
And we used to wonder, what is this? And when we asked, we were told that it is a symbol, something that stands for the God of lightning. And they used to wear it boldly and then they would just walk into the place. Because they believe that they have some protection. The God of lightning will protect them. So they carry it everywhere. We also are carrying the Holy Ghost everywhere we go. We are carrying the power of God everywhere we go. Because that is how we can be effective as we go out on missions. Can somebody shout a big
amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
You see, when we get born again, we are actually born of the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to dwell inside us. So in Romans chapter 8 verse 9,
4:18,
the Bible says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his. Or he is not his. So when we get born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. He comes to dwell inside of us. And Jesus said, That which is born of flesh is flesh. But that which is born of spirit is spirit. So we are born of the spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes to reside in us. But when we receive the Holy Spirit baptism, the work that God does in our lives is accentuated. The Holy Spirit comes with power.
What it to me
then? And he comes with fire.
Now the chance.
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15. Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo. Venue, The Conference Hall of Niger's Angels Educational Center, Santasieninim. Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart and you definitely not need the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
Welcome back.
John the Baptist said,
Johannes
in Matthew chapter 3 verse 11,
Matthew
he said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there is coming somebody who is greater than me,
and when
he comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He comes with fire. He comes with power so that we can preach the gospel. And
people
will not just be speaking words. Can somebody say amen? May the Holy Spirit come upon your life in a new way this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That is why on the day of
Pentecost,
when you look in Acts chapter 2 verse
3,
the Bible says, when they were all gathered together,
when
there was a mighty rushing wind, the Bible says, all of a sudden, there were flames of fire.
Was it
tetramet? On everybody's
head.
There were tongues that looked like fire.
It is a tetramet. It is a jar.
Because the Holy Ghost came with fire. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, your life should not and can never be the same. Because he comes with power and with fire. And this morning he's going to come upon somebody's life. In the name of Jesus. So when you look throughout the Bible, you realize that the apostles and the people of God, the Bible continues to say, and Peter,
now Petro,
filled with the Holy Spirit, and
Paul,
filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And Jesus was also filled with the Holy Spirit. That is why he was able to do the work. Because he came like an ordinary man. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So when you look in Luke chapter 4, verse 14 and 18, the Bible says, then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And news of him went out through all the surrounding region. By the time he came back from the fasting in the wilderness, the Bible says he came in the power of the Spirit. And so in verse 18, the Bible says he took the word. He read the scroll from
Isaiah.
And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. May God anoint somebody. And may God anoint me to preach the gospel to the poor in this coming week. We need the power of the Holy Spirit in order to be able to preach effectively. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Sometimes we try to do it without him.
But
we need him. We cannot do without him. We need the power. You know, even a fuel tanker needs fuel in it in order to move. You see, a big tanker that is full of fuel.
Fanese, a tanker
is full of fuel.
Fangua yemuma.
I mean, maybe some is even dropping on the floor.
Ebi kra, I am a kra, maybe it's so good for me.
There is no fuel in the tank.
Nemum sak shine and kasa
the fact that
is
carrying fuel.
Say a woman
does not mean anything.
And just say we two or sparky a best sparky.
Because when the fuel is in the tanker,
say fuel no what tanker
it is meant
man.
For somewhere else.
And who they call before
so he cannot take that fuel and put it in the tank.
And you want to be fast afang no fang kamu.
He must still go or get somebody to get him. You know how the taxi drivers do 1 gallon, 1 gallon. I don't know how they fill their cars or any, but taxi. Before you realize they are stuck somewhere,
and, crowd,
and the guy has gotten down,
and they crowd,
then he stops some trotter.
Private phone to your gallon. They be your crack gallon. They can't
see Kahun
or talk along back. No, dear
good. And they come and pour it in.
No, I share.
And then he goes again.
And the gallon, the crying better.
Even if the fuel tanker is full of fuel,
tanker, they cry, and I cry.
If the fuel is finished in the
car,
he will have to take a gallon and go and do 1 gallon, 1 gallon.
Just say, "Oko pe gallon bako na 50 cedis ni echire now the begum."
Hallelujah!
Praise God.
When a person wants to drive to Tamale,
say, "Obi person o kashi enko Tamale,"
and does not have fuel.
Now only fangwa
or has very little fuel. There is no way he's getting there.
Oh no. Ho.
We also need the power of the Holy Spirit. Like fuel to drive us in this evangelism. To cause us to affect the lives of people.
I cannot do without him.
It is like trying to fight when I don't have the strength. And that thing is very funny because a lot of times people who like fighting.
Trying to fight another person
without the power.
Only to me, no.
He doesn't have the strength. He doesn't have the power.
Only to me, no.
But he's trying to fight. I remember there's this mind your language something.
Mind your language. Yeah.
It's about a school where there are adults.
Some
are learning all kinds of languages. Some are learning English. And in this school, there was a teacher. His name was Mr. Brown.
Now a friend of Mr. Brown.
And he used to teach English.
Now Mr. Brown,
we're not going into details about his class. And Mr. Brown was slim and
Mr. Brown,
he looks like the wind can blow him.
Not just say we'll be our phone from a credit me.
And there was another teacher in the school.
Another teacher who from school.
He too, he was called Mr. Jarvis.
Also your friend Mr. Jarvis.
And Mr. Jarvis was quite, you know, thick.
Mr. Jarvis, they're not walk a crowd was
compared to Mr. Brown.
Wouldn't it to Mr. Brown?
There was a time they had a misunderstanding. And they
would
stand in the corridor and be, you know, arguing and the rest. And the principal or the headmistress decided that, hey, you people, enough is enough. We are going to settle this thing once and for all. And unlike any head teacher I know, said you will settle your scores in the boxing ring.
Hey, head teacher, whoever beats the other has won. Taliban head teacher, pa. Was say
boxing. Mr. Brown said, "Oh, I thought we will, you know, have a debate." He said, "No,
Mr.
No,
Mr. Brown said, "Me di any debate? Me a politician. Me di any yanka."
So the day came for the boxing match. So they entered the ring.
Into a rare ring.
Anybody can immediately tell that.
Wow, Mr. Brown
has lost.
Mr. Brown watching.
So they started.
Crying boxing.
And when they started, the first blow Mr. Jarvis gave, Mr. Brown was on the floor.
Yes, Mr. Jarvis told back. Mr. Brown said, "Accident and emergency center."
But he managed to get up.
Name of be modern, sorry.
So he was also going to beat. Mr. Jarvis.
What did he last?
And he ended up beating the referee, the man in the middle, and then he fell down with the man.
And what did he last? Mr. Jarvis had dodged the referee.
We are going somewhere. But the students liked Mr. Brown.
And the school for normal Mr.
And
Brown.
Didn't like Mr. Jarvis.
Normal Mr. Jarvis.
So they decided that we will help Mr. Brown.
So they
were giving him fans.
And normal man the fans.
So that, you know, he will have some fame.
Idea want to mean your ground cocoon home.
Then when they rang the bell,
crying.
You see everybody who go to his corner. So when Mr. Jarvis sat in his corner,
Mr. Jarvis stand on.
Somebody was trying to, Mr. Jarvis, you're a very wonderful man. Obi, trying to, Obi, you know, distract
Mr. Jarvis,
his attention.
Kasa, nana,
one of the students
and a school nibakon
tied the lace on his two shoes together.
Yeah, samaba. Omoka nempabwa lace no omochichiri ni mienu bo mu.
So when he got up,
it was sorry sa okono,
and tried to go.
Oh yes, sa okono.
Mr. Brown too came.
Mr. Brown soon the brika.
And because the
son said his lace mienu abo to be 98. A passion what so man back on.
And those who didn't know what was happening,
almost when him the question.
Thought it was a blow, Mr. Brown.
Omoka said, Mr. Brown, yeah, Mr. Brown, when it. I want to know the brika be pejano ya po fight no.
They tied your lace. So how to even get up was a problem.
Yeah, chichi lace.
So the referee said one.
Referee said back. Mienu miensa. Oh, Mr. Jarvis Elusu.
He didn't get up.
Went me
and
sorry.
And all the
students. Yeah. Mr. Brown winning.
I'm here to tell somebody this.
Yeah, catch our son of pain.
As we go on missions.
Yeah, cross and patriot.
In our own strength.
Yeah, yeah,
in our own wisdom. Even in what to say. We do not have it.
Yeah, name the
but like the way the students help Mr.
Brown.
Yeah,
school for the black one, Mr. Brown.
There is somebody who will help us.
Yeah, when Yamon Kronkron,
the Holy Spirit himself will help
Yamon Kronkron,
he is with us.
Okay,
he
ho.
Is in us.
Oh,
he
mo.
Is upon us.
Oh, why
this
so.
Morning he's going to come San upon us afresh.
Baba, bravo,
and we will share the gospel more than we have ever done before.
Bro,
can somebody receive it this morning?
Tubo, yes, Christo,
in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
Climbed up to the highest mountain. Looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. The Ladies of Purpose Interdenominational Prayer Meeting for this month comes up this Saturday, 9th August 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women? Part 3, Genesis 3:15. Ministering, Reverend Reginald Adanovo. Venue, The Conference Hall of Nigeria's Angels Educational Center, Santasi Ininim. Ladies, you can't afford to miss it. If you have never attended any of our meetings, this is your opportunity. Expect healing, deliverance and intimacy with the Lord. Come with a prepared heart and you definitely not need the same. Invite a friend or a sister and come along with them. God richly bless you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senia. Visit us at www.tegascake.com.
Call or WhatsApp SC Poetry Ventures on 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanovo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday celebration service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 02420-32997.
Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.